بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم emphasized, highlighted to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the importance of striving, making efforts لِعِلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, to raise the flag of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, مقام الفخر, a point of pride, they would each introduce themselves, or an honor and an accolade for any one of them was to speak about how many expeditions or jihad did he participate in. Very often in the books of ahadith, as we read the name of the narrator, whichever sahabi it may be, then his student or his son would say that this narrator, whether it my father or whoever it may be, participated in every expedition with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes they would say he participated in every, but the battle of Badr he missed. And like that they would take pride in speaking about the participation in jihad with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last week we discussed that there is a difference between a ghazwa and a sariya. Ghazwa is an expedition in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated himself. Sariya was an expedition in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched sahaba radiallahu anhum. So if you look at the early stages in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we say, there are 27 ghazawat. 27 times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accompanied sahaba radiallahu anhum out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ready to sacrifice his life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 27 times. So sariya, there were three sariya that took place before the first ghazwa. There is difference of opinion, but according to the preferred view, that which was accepted by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah and other scholars, is that there were three sariya, we would say, that had taken place. The first sariya, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dispatched a group of sahaba under the leadership of Hamza radiallahu anhu, the sariya of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And this was only 7 months after the hijrah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had just made that remarkable, amazing, momentous journey, leaving their homelands, coming to Madinah Tayyiba. The dust hasn't even yet settled. You still have to settle. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum had nothing to even settle. But Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 7 months later, they're ready to go out in the path of Allah. So like that, three sariya took place. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did not participate. The first ghazwa that took place, most of us did our homework, we'll mark it after the lesson. The first ghazwa was the ghazwa that was known as ghazwa of Abwa or Waddan. These two places were very close to each other, names of areas and places, because of which this ghazwa gets its name. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that the caravan of the kuffar is passing through this area. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let's head in that direction and intercept the caravan of the kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed a sahabi in Madina Munawwara, and he told him, you look after Madina Tayyiba. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the flag to Hamza radiallahu anhu, a white flag. As they going out, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the white flag to Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu was in charge of Madinah Tayyibah. You take care of the affairs in Madinah Tayyibah while I am out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches this place of Abwa Waddan, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informed that the caravan had just departed and left, so that we missed them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam eventually met with the tribe of Banu Damrah. Banu Dhamra was a tribe that was located in this area. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for approximately 15 days stayed in the area. This was the habit and the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even after winning any battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would spend some time in the area before returning. There were few reasons or multiple reasons and benefits, hikam, wisdoms. Some of them, ulama explain and say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam after being successful and triumphant, Nabi sallallahu would wait to signal a very loud message that we haven't come to win, we've come to plant ourselves here. We're not running away. Not to say the battle is over. We won, alhamdulillah. But if you have any intentions of coming back, despite us being injured and losing men, we are here. Come for us, we're ready. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was to spend some time. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 15 days. Now this was the 12th of Safar in the second year after the Hijrah. 12th of Safar after the Hijrah. Difference of opinion on the date, by and large. We're saying it was the month of Safar, second year after the Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent some 15 days, signs the treaty with Banu Dhamra. They were non-Muslim. The treaty was, the alliance that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into, the pact, was that no fighting any Muslim. So they signed it. Number two is you would not help and assist any of the enemies that are marching to Madinah Tayyibah. Accepted. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if we require your assistance against our enemy, you would side with us. So that was signed. So it was always a win for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next ghazwa where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated himself was Rabiul Awwal, Muharram Safar, Rabiul Awwal. Next month, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is gone out already again. Hardly spends time in Medina Tayyibah, gone out. This was the ghazwa that was known as Ghazwa Buwat. Ghazwa of Buwat because of the name of the area. Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sights is on the caravan. And this caravan was led by Umayyah ibn Khalaf, one of the chieftains of Makkah Mukarramah, traveling with 2,500 camels of goods. Now that was a very handsome prize and booty if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got his hands on. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's vision is to try and intercept this caravan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the first expedition, Abwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves with 60 muhajirin, no Ansari Sahabi. 60 only muhajirin. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this battle of Buwat leaves with 200 again muhajirin Sahaba, no Ansar. All of them muhajirin in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that's a very handsome prize. If we can intercept this caravan, it's going to be a big financial loss to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. Let's intercept this. So Nabi Sam leaves with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then appoints Sa'ib ibn Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu anhu on Medina Tayyibah. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu is given the white flag. Now why white? This was the signal that inshallah we will be victorious. A white flag was given to him to say, you hold the flag of the Muslims. So we know where we belong. We know where we are. Let's stay as a unit together. We stand and we move in a direction. So that would keep the Sahaba radiallahu anhum united. Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the area and this caravan escapes. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jumad al-Ula, a month or half later, so it was Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. Jumad al-Ula, some say Jumad al-Ukhra, whether it's 1 month or 2 months later, then takes place another ghazwa in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again now goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghazwa of Ushayra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now this caravan is the caravan that's accompanied by Abu Sufyan. See, when we speak about the Battle of Badr, then we know the caravan was accompanied by Abu Sufyan. Now this caravan was 1,000 camels of goods and 50,000 golden coins, dinars, like talking about in today's time, 50,000 Kruger coins we would say. That's the investment money that's been sent with Abu Sufyan. Now this caravan en route to Sham, en route to Syria, the old Levant. En route, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried to intercept them. On the return was the battle of Badr that took place. Now this ghazwa was the ghazwa of Ushayra to intercept them grain time. This was such a wealthy caravan that every single person in Makkah Mukarrama invested in this caravan. Some took out every penny in their pocket to say, listen, let's invest over here. This is going to be a big deal, this. And everyone's money is in it. Only one person in Makkah Mukarrama did not invest his money. Everyone else put his money. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if we get this, then I think so, it's a big financial dent to the kuffar. They wouldn't be able to stand in front of us after that. So, you know, sometimes we talk about causing financial dents, you know, by boycotting, etc. There was that vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that let's do it this way. Whether there's a skirmish, whether there's an encounter, whether there's fight or not, but it would dent him. It definitely is going to injure them. Whatever it's going to do, let's draw some blood in this manner. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried that in whichever way we can be part of the struggle of the present day, we would take part in it, even if it's in this manner. Allah give all of us tawfiq. So this caravan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got intelligence that they're going to be passing the area. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rushes to that area. They got wind of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming. They escaped. They made it and they... Now again, three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is grain missing. Three times we would say. But this was a very clear message to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama and the enemies of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this is a war you started. You want to obliterate, you want to efface and wipe out Islam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the world. Well, this is what you'll have to face. Don't think it's going to be a rosy world for y'all. This is your trade route. You cannot survive financially without this route. And remember, it's closest to us. If you start the war, well, we're going to finish the war. We're ready for it. So this was the message to the kuffar, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are ready on every occasion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bismillah, Musta'id, Labbik, we're ready for it. So the kuffar, that was enough for them to tremble. So, and then later on we'll discuss the other ghazawat and exactly what happened. So this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam missed it, but it was a message that whenever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls the Sahaba to walk out, they will march. They are ready for anything under the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back to Madinah Tayyibah. Only 10 days. So the four ghazawat that took place before Al-Badr, the Badr Al-Kubra which we speak about, the big Badr, the real day of Badr, three ghazawat. We spoke about the first one, Abwa, Wadan. We spoke about the second one, which was Buwaq, all few months apart, second year of Hijri. And the third one was Ushayra. And the fourth one was known as Al-Badr As-Sughra. The small Badr or the first Badr. The curtain raiser to the actual Badr. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, again it's called Badr. Why? Nabi Sallam came to a place very close to Badr and actually into Badr eventually. What happened was, Kurz ibn Jabir, one of the chieftains and leaders of Makkah Mukarrama, had come to the pastures and the grazing lands of Madinah Tayyibah, attacked the animals of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, killed a few, captured some, and he was taking them and running away out of Madinah Tayyibah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed. Sahaba radiallahu anhum immediately are ready and they try to get back these animals. And yes, there was some loss financial loss of, there was animal loss, livestock loss to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this area of Al-Badr, meaning in this place, Badr, which we go. Alhamdulillah, now it's very easy. Whenever we are going, then if you go from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Tayyibah, they can take you via that road and take you to Badr. Whether it's going from Madinah Tayyibah to Makkah Mukarramah, and now it's open, alhamdulillah. Compared to previously, they would take you in a taxi, and the taxi driver couldn't stop at the Qabristan, and he would put his window down, and there's police on the highway. You know, foreigners couldn't stop, and alhamdulillah, everything is very easy now. You can speak to Haji Sahib, he can give us some more information about it. But if we are going for Umrah, let us make sure we stop it at Badr, inshallah. Uhud, we all go in Madinah Tayyibah, but Badr, alhamdulillah, really a nice place. We went, it was not summer. They told us, no, summer just finished 1 week ago. So when we reached there, it was about 43 degrees. See, summer just finished. See, what you mean finished? So, no, last week it was 52, 53. That was summer. Cool now, it's okay. Imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhum fighting battles in those lands. Greenwood caravans, animal back to these areas. How much of sacrifice? Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima hu ahlu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the greatest of ajr and reward to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to making every effort for the flag of Islam to be risen all the time, and for this ni'mat and this bounty of Islam to come to every one of us. Inshallah, from next week we will get to the battle of Badr. That will take some time because there's so much to discuss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. The intention we make when sitting in these programs, one simple intention: Ya Allah, you know, the opportunity I have is to enjoy the spiritual connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to listen to the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah the mahabba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will grow in our hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with ziyarat inshallah, and will bless us with the physical ziyarat also on the day of qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.